All right, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, cool. I thought that I would do something nice for you because we just
Oh.
recently had our 225th anniversary.
Yep, it's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from here. And I know that you are huge into like steampunk and turn of the century aesthetics.
If it ain't got gears on it, I don't care.
Yeah. It ain't got gears, I ain't here. If it ain't got springs or ring a ding ding.
If it ain't got springs, then don't even ring.
Yeah, then I thought that I would take you here, where I have found a rare combination, excuse me, a psychic cameo portrait artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna put you behind this light box
Oh,
here,
okay. All right. Well, let's...
and then she's going to trace your shadow and make a little cameo necklace for you to
Yeah.
wear for your like Dr. Blastotron's fantrabulous contraption or whatever the shit you do on weekends is.
Yeah, no, this will definitely set me aside at BlastoCon.
Yeah, I figured as much. So we'll go ahead, and she's a psychic as well.
Oh, well, you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just hard. Like everyone's got a side gig. She also drives for Lyft.
Yeah.
In this,
That's more to meet new people.
yeah, and she turns into clients and stuff too. That's actually how I met her. Is I got in the back of the Lyft and two huge floodlights turned on, casting my shadow upon the wall, creating a kind of Pompeii experience.
Yeah, did she have a bottle of water though? Because that really is the difference between 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah, and some gum.
Yeah.
She's mute though, so we don't
Yeah,
have
I know,
to.
right? We don't have to pretend to speak for
Yeah, because so we don't have to do an impersonation of her.
right.
And here we go. Okay, so she's drawing. Oh man, did you get a haircut or
No,
something? That
I'm
does not look like your head.
yeah, it's still pretty shaggy. Sorry. Okay.
Wait, look, she's drooling. She's having a psychic vision at the same time she's drawing the shadow. What is the shape?
I can't see it. I mean, I'm here behind the shadow box. You really need to give me something.
Okay, well, it's round at the top. It's got long legs. It doesn't look like the shape respects authority.
Does it have like spikes off the back of it?
It's got some spikes, some real angry looking spikes. Prefers code red.
This sounds like, is she drawing some kind of shadow hedgehog?
I think she might be drawing Shadow the Hedgehog.
Ah, oh, fuck.
The titular hog.
No!
Oh fuck,
He's
the titular
broken.
hog.
He's broken. He's broken free from the page, and now he comes after me.
Hate losers. Why was I created? I'm the ultimate machine.
Oh, geez, oh boy. Wow.
Welcome to the Shadow of the Hedgehog's universe. We're just living in it. Subject
Well,
Suffering show where Gary Butterfield and Cole Ross
right.
bring you home of the Chuff Burger.
Yeah, home of this, home of this thing. Why are you doing this? Your name is Gary. My name is Cole. Why are you doing this? This is Shadow the Hedgehog. I think this is the first Sonic game we've done on the show.
For this show, yeah.
Yes, for this show.
Yes.
And I think we've been waiting to like we've really been biding our time because which one do you choose, right? And
It's
Shadow
this one.
is yeah, it's this one. Like the other one would be Sonic 2006, which we're gonna have to do at some point.
Which is, but isn't that supposed to just be like a really bad Sonic game?
I
Like
guess
the, like I mean,
it is similarly like just bug nuts crazy in the
okay.
oh gosh, cutscenes and stuff.
Okay.
You
Because
do
this
you'd have
one is like,
horrible hedgehog homunculi interacting with regular ass people.
because that happens here too. As Shadow the Hedgehog, I was downright shocked by how many cops I killed in this game.
Yeah, it's a little shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is weirdly woke.
It is weirdly radical in like a in a far more literal version of that than usually the marketing side of things.
The marketing might guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is part of the overall thing of this. Part of the kind of misguided notion that in order to make Sonic appeal to an older audience, what they had to do was make it far more violent and make him say damn every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, and get his orders from like an Eldritch monstrosity.
Right.
Like the starfish eye that is like your tutorial lieutenant in this.
Doom Eye
is like extremely weirdly other dimensional for Shadow of the for like the Hedgehogiverse, as far as I understand it.
Right.
I get that a lot. It must have changed, but
like, so in Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, there is a certain amount of Eldritch monstrosity because, like, you know, there have always been the Chaos Emeralds, but then all of a sudden, like, these city destroying monsters are being raised from the chaos itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a video here by the Real Sonic Fan that is all the cutscenes that I watched a lot of.
Okay.
And it's the whole thing is about an hour and 10 minutes. So I didn't watch all of it, but mm-hmm. I skipped around. At every single time I skipped, at 6 random skips, it was Shadow the Hedgehog saying Chaos Emerald. Like, it is like every cutscene is him talking about these fucking emeralds. Like, why does it, like, why emerald? Has that ever been explained? Like, why they weren't, like, chaos gems? Like, why they're all one specific gem of different colors with a gem that has a very specific color to it?
No, they never did. I think maybe it was kind of one of those things where Chaos Emerald just sounded cooler.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about Chaos Emerald, the chef that doesn't follow the rules?
Oh, he gets all of his meat from a cabinet that refills every morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea yeah. why they chose that. So I ducked out of the mainline Sonic franchise after Sonic Adventure 2.
Mm.
And that's, I mean, kind of when they were leaning into this, but like a lot of this really started popping off and getting ridiculous kind of in the trilogy between Sonic Heroes, this, and Sonic 2006. is what I'm kind of led to believe. Then they started doing a bunch of spinoffs or whatever, but like there's continuity between Sonic Adventure 2, Heroes, and this. Like, the, you know, Shadow has amnesia from the ending of Sonic Adventure 2. Like, that is why he cannot remember who he is. Not that he had that much of a grasp on it before that.
Yeah.
Am I doing that thing where I explain too much serious lore stuff and it just depresses you?
No.
Okay.
The lore stuff on this does seem like it was made to make me appreciate Dragon Ball lore a little bit.
You know, so we have to be careful because who knows? But this is very Dragon Ball-esque, you know, down to the notion of collecting the certain number of magical stones and also people getting superpowered by turning yellow and getting spikier. Like,
Good. And just like on the Sonic News Network, on the Sonic Wiki, reading the entry for Shadow the Hedgehog,
is just
very malediction prophecy,
right? Yeah, it is definitely Vegeta-esque.
Yeah, it's on the Vegeta scale. It is this is also a legendarily bad game.
Yeah,
and he's, it's really bad. It's kind of funny. Like, there's a part where I was like, oh, this is supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
But then I kept watching and kept playing, and I was like, no, they're really seriously talking about these stakes, like, in a way that does not feel funny.
I'm very much supposed to care about the fate of the operatives of an organization called Gun.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it is going back and forth between these things that are clearly, like, seem like jokes, like, you know, Shadow brooding and stuff, and then me summarily executing cops, like,
right,
left and right. Like, it is tonally all over the place.
Yeah, like one of the early cutscenes, it's a little bit like the president saying, oh, God help us all. Like, the president of, like, the United States, like, it's the United Federation or whatever in this, like, getting a call from the CIA saying the, you know, the black creatures are everywhere, and then he looks down at his desk, and on the president's desk is a photograph of Sonic and Shadow just like making a face into the camera like, you, long ago you saved our planet and now you must protect this piece.
It is like what a, it is just ridiculous when you map like self-seriousness onto anything. Like if you just like literally put this on, like it would be equally silly not to not just like bag on Sonic. Like if this happened with the Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. you know, the president looked down and there's Mario and Luigi and they're like, you know, you protected us from this piece. It's just but the backstory, like instead of being surreal, this is just very stock like Pokemon. You know, he was creating a lab to be the ultimate creature, like it's Mewtwo.
Right.
I don't know. It is extremely goofy.
He was created by Dr. Gerald, and that I is
Dr. Gerald Robotnik.
Yeah, and well, it doesn't even say Robotnik. It just says, "Oh yes, Dr. Gerald, who made you?" And I'm like, is Gerald supposed to be a menacing name? Is that a little bit like how the final villain of
his name is Gerald Robotnik?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But like even before I realized that, like is this a little bit like how the final boss of Street Fighter 4 is named Seth because that sounds menacing in a different culture?
That could be Gerald. Yeah. Yeah, that could definitely be the case.
Yeah, just it doesn't land with the import, and we'd equally be laughing if it was like Dr. Maleficio.
Sure. It's just Gerald Robotnik. Like, definitely sounds like the Saxville Robotniks in a weird way. Like, this other, you know, and there's Maria Robotnik. Like, there's a whole Robotnik family. And just,
yeah, the beginning of this children's game begins with a child being shot from behind.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's pretty funny,
right?
As a thing, like it wasn't like playing this wasn't joyless because I knew the reputation that it was just like the dark, edgy Sonic that shot a lot of cops,
right?
But the actually seeing it on screen, like there's a little bit of pleasure to be had for me.
Oh yeah, like I
in it because it is as bad and like goofy as it's made out to be.
You know, holding onto this game's reputation for over a decade, never touching it, and then finding out that holy shit, it lives up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with something like this, I end up finding something that's like, oh, that's actually kind of a good idea. No, even the things mm-hmm. that could be like, you know, the beginnings of a good core concept end up being botched in a really serious way.
And what it is it's too far along a bad idea.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's like step like 10. It's like that you're playing like Intellectual Property Settlers of Catan. And you're on turn like 34 and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like all I've done is buy grain and haven't done anything else, you know, or something like that. Like it is, cause just saying like, hey, you know what? Like what if Dr. Robotnik was a real serious scientist and threat? And what if real people were around and this was a lab and we had this kind of genetic engineering subplot with this dark dimension and you're like, yes, 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 yes. And then you like 40 yeses down the road, you're like, wait a minute. No. And then, but it's too late, you know, and this is checking in. This is sticking in the dipstick, like 40 yeses down a real bad path.
Oh yeah.
And of, you, and you know, the, for any of this,
you know, the one person who was like, I don't know, guys, I think it's just really a bit much, like immediately a trap door was opened beneath them because everybody else was so invested in the lie.
Yeah. Somebody came in and was just like, what if we just did like a, you know, he runs around, he saves animals. Like, you know, and and then there's just like, no. Like, we're very invested in the lore. Here's 70 years of Archie comics to read.
That has Sonic, you're really going to need to memorize that Knuckles family tree. Okay.
Yeah. Here's the wiki, which is the longest wiki we've ever had on this show.
Uh-huh.
Like this entry for Shadow the Hedgehog is the longest document that's been submitted into Abject Suffering evidence. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Let me do a print screen on this bad boy. Are you talking about the fandom wiki or
yeah, of course. That's sponsored by fandom by Wikia. Works on some phones.
13 pages.
Yeah. And there's all these quotes that come through here, like all of his different relationships he has with different factions and characters in the Sonicverse.
Right.
And it tells me that these games do not have like good dialogue or writing.
Well, there's a script for this on GameFAQs. In fact, there are like two of them, I think. And that confirms it.
that definitely confirms it. But I mean, this is the whole series. Like this is in different games.
Right.
Where it's like the quote for Knuckles is just like, do whatever you need to, Knuckles. I've got my own reasons for being here. Like that line, that would have been cut. That should have been cut.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that was, like, or rephrased, you know.
Right.
Metal Sonic. So you're the one behind this, huh? Okay. Okay, Metal Sonic. So that's Shadow's relationship to Metal Sonic.
Yeah. Good one, Punchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just, there's a quote from like the opening cutscene of this game as like the city starts falling apart. Sonic or Shadow says, "Look at how pathetic they are. I don't have time for these humans." And they just like walks away.
Yep. Except for to shoot them with Uzis.
Right.
Is 06 the werewolf one?
No, 06 is the one with Silver the Hedgehog, who was introduced, and also the one where Sonic romances a photorealistic woman.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, that's the that one. Which one's the werewolf one then?
The werewolf one was one of the Wii ones, I believe. It's like it's not Sonic and the Dark Knight, because that's the one where he has a sword.
Yeah, that's the Arthurian one, where the wiki helpfully informs me that Shadow took the place of like Galahad or something like that, because he's honorable but dark.
It's Sonic Unleashed.
Okay.
Yeah, is the one that has the werewolf in it, and I can't. Oh, it was like multi-platform to the max. Like it was like PlayStation 3, Wii. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think that like the lesson, you know, it's a little bit early for lessons, but the thing that I have kind of come away from is the successful way to update your franchise for an aging audience is to not.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the new Sonic game that came out this year that everyone likes, they just like it because it's like how it's the Shovel Knight of Sonic games.
Yeah,
like
it's what they remember. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. This is such a, but again, though, it's 40 moves deep, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's not like, it's like if they made Super Mario 64 and it was really bad, but then just kept going.
Right.
And then checking in now. Like, this is just, they made Sonic Adventure, which, like, I played Sonic Adventure. I don't think Sonic Adventure is very good, but I know it's debatable.
Right.
But they just kept going down that path mm-hmm. of more lore, more, deep character moments, more romantic interest, like more of these things that couldn't be more alien from like the actual source.
Right.
And just got like 1,000 steps in.
Yeah.
To where like right now I'm watching a cutscene with Shadow floating in space, you know, talking to the Dark Lord, talking about something called the Ark. which is a space station, apparently. Like there's space cops who are chasing Sonic and a human woman, who I think is Dr. Robotnik's daughter, okay. through a interdimensional space station. Like it is just, it's really something.
Yeah, it's not to say that something simple and kid-like can't, you know, evolve and become kind of mature and complex. Look at something like Bone. Adventure Time. Look at Bone, right? Or Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It just takes a great deal of good taste to do that in a good way, and I look at this and I don't see any taste at all.
No, like the Dr. Robotnik giving a pep talk to his robots about how serious the threat is and everything is just, it's very, this is a hard target to hit.
Yeah.
And they did not hit it, but then they just kept shooting further and further away. Like they corrected in the opposite direction.
Yeah. it was like they're firing like a full auto rifle and then just like, okay, like your first shot missed and then you didn't stop. So you're like, you're shooting at the ceiling now. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, doing immense property damage.
Right.
Now I'm watching a DJ crocodile smother.
I think you're referring to Vector the crocodile smothering Charmy B. They're both
Charmy
part of B? Yeah, Charmy B. They're both part of the Chaotix faction of people, along with Espio, Chameleon.
Let me check the wiki and see what Shadow's relationship is with Team Chaotix. Quote, "You should thank me for letting you live," says Shadow. Oh, shit. He does not like the Chaotix.
No, I mean, nobody likes the Chaotix.
nobody likes Milhouse.
I'm sure somebody... I loved the Chaotix when I was a kid because they were new characters on a game that I couldn't play. And they were appealing designs because I was eight.
You know? All of these characters are like the Itchy and Scratchy friends.
Yes.
That they see in the store.
And like Dinner Dog. Good. Yeah,
dinner dog, disgruntled goat, like that's what we got going on here.
Yeah,
what the fuck creature is Espio supposed to be?
He's a chameleon.
He's a chameleon.
Yeah,
guy, he doesn't look like a chameleon.
Well, and none of them look like anything because they'll have like the Sonic fishbowl eyes.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, I don't want it to go unremarked upon. This game plays terribly.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not just the fact that it's Sonic lore.
Right, it's not just the fact that it's ridiculous. If this played well and the cutscene was ridiculous, like I'd be down. Like I would have seen more of this. I would like know way more to goof on. But no, like you can't run in a straight line.
Yeah, you can't really run in a straight line because you skate.
Yeah. Oh, also that. So, Shadow doesn't run. He does. He does like a rollerblading.
Radio is it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, you're expected to grind lots of places, but I stopped playing the second I got to the first mandatory grind because you don't really snap to those rails at all. I just
it's extremely hard to do.
Yeah, I just jumped straight into a void, and I was like, nope, I'm not going to fiddle with this again because it's exactly
the
same.
When he jumped into the void, I said, "Damn, not here." And really, really calmly.
Yep.
That's every time you fall off a cliff. Yep. Damn, not like this.
And I fell. I fell off of a cliff a lot. So yes, very much like that several times. No, but they didn't solve that grinding problem from Sonic Adventure 2.
Mm.
If that was present in Sonic Heroes, like, shame on them for not putting any kind of snapping on it.
Yeah, it definitely needs, like, you need to have snapping and grinding. Tony Hawk figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just like the lack of the bit, like, if I see a line of rings, what I want to be able to do is run through that line of rings, not feel like I am controlling something with a really loose tank control.
Yes.
And I like, admittedly, I played this on an emulator, but I messed around with the analog sticks a lot, thinking like, oh, maybe something is like different. I changed the dead zones. I changed the maximum radii. No dice. I couldn't find a way that actually made it work.
No, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
It's very hard to do that kind of speed in 3D with like obstacles and such. Like, you have to position the camera in a way that emphasizes what you're going to run into. Like, every time I got any speed in this and ran downhill, I would just run into something, lose all my rings right away. And I couldn't really see what it was because it's so dark and it's at night, it's city and gritty and et cetera. So I just kept like, and that's been my experience with Sonic in general. Like, I feel like later Sonic levels do that. A lot as well, like the traps that punish you for doing the thing that Sonic does. But here it was, world one, stage one.
Right.
Like, as soon as you run down this hill, you just run into something. Like, I think it was a laser explosion. Like the corona of it, which has like a shitty hitbox.
Right.
Then I executed a cop and then sled it downhill until I kept getting like, more tutorializing, and then got to the mandatory grind like you did.
Right. Yeah. So we should talk about some of the things that this does with structure a little bit, because it's worth remarking upon to at least understand why it's ill-advised. And I think that it can be summed up by one sentence that I read on the wiki, which went something like, the final ending is achieved after watching all 10 other endings.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard it. I didn't have time to review it, but this game is kind of infamous for that.
Right.
I think it's just like going real, real weird places. Like, the TV Tropes article on this, if you can get through the people like earnestly saying like, man, when Dr. Robotnik shows up, that's 100% pure nightmare fuel, is probably interesting. Like, there's probably something this game does interesting with endings, if I recall.
Right.
I wasn't about to wade into it because time is limited on this precious earth.
Right. And I mean, we did this at the same time we did Phantasmagoria, and one of these warranted a little bit more attention.
Yeah, a little bit more actual play and a little bit more reading. I mean, I did do some reading on this. Like, I can't say I read all of the wiki page for Shadow the Hedgehog, because again, it's like 13 fucking pages, but I did read some of it and skim all of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I can give you.
but yeah, so you have all those endings because, like, you're not just following one single line of levels or stages. It's a little bit like Star Fox, right? Except you pick, you determine your path, and you can move like up or down depending on whether you do the good, evil, or neutral version of a thing, of a mission. And that is determined by like who you choose as your sidekick. So like the evil version is generally like Robotnik or the Doom Eye. And the good version is running with one of Sonic's shitty friends. And then it like that changes the people that you can kill without having any like bad consequence.
Yes.
And you have two. Good.
I noticed I was killing Eldritch monsters and the eye got mad at me.
Yes.
About it. There's some kind of primitive morality system.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Brotherhood of the Dark style BioWare. Or the Dark Brotherhood style BioWare morality system.
Right. What's crazy about that is, so the Doom creatures and Gun, they will fight each other. Robotnik's creatures will fight Gun. Like both of these factions will fight each other. No matter who you're siding with or who you're rolling with, they will both attack you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's one thing they're sure of is that Shadow is a monstrosity. What can it live?
I mean, I'm not like disagreeing with them or anything.
It's pretty bad. I feel like Sonic the Hedgehog's problem as a character is his attitude. And then just to like take that and make it not fun, like remotely.
Right.
You know, is just such a misguided thing.
To make it very dour, to make it very, yeah. I don't know, standoffish.
And it doesn't make any sense why anybody hangs out with this guy. Like, Sonic came and hung out with me in the first part of this level.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's just like, why do you like Shadow? That was a real dickhead. Did you just not just see him press the cold tip of this Uzi to the back of this cop's head, pull the trigger, and smile? Sonic.
It wasn't really a great thing to do.
Like, and Sonic's just like, hey, man, what's going on? You know? Like, listen, like, there's two things. I had a bad childhood, Sonic. There's two things I care about. It's killing cops and skating.
Right. So, I was raised in a tube, Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic, I'm Mewtwo.
I'm Mewtwo, but I have early 2000s style emo stripes in my hair.
Yeah. Yeah. And a soundtrack.
Oh, Gary, the soundtrack. I mean, we're
not out of stuff. Like, yes, stuff.
I split the deck on this lyric fact. I want to read you two more verses from two verses from the song Almost Dead.
Okay, just so everyone knows, lyric fact.
Lyric.
Like, fact. I don't want that to get covered lost. Over. So there is a game fact of this that's just the lyrics to the songs for the soundtrack, which are written from the perspective or theming along with, you know, these are Shadow the Hedgehog songs.
Right. Yes. It is not done nearly as well or as entertainingly as the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance one of these. Mm-hmm. So I don't want people to raise that as like, oh, that's totally, I understand. Like, I know that is a really great part of that game. No, but this is the song Almost Dead. No more gods, no more graves. Are you friend or fiend? No more life, no more death. Somewhere in between.
And that's Almost Dead by Power Man 5000. So it's literally what it's like when worlds collide here. Yeah, we're almost dead, almost dead, almost dead in the world. That's the chorus. Well, we're almost dead, almost dead, almost dead in the world.
Wait a minute, is that really a Power Man 5000 song?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're the people who wrote this.
What?
Wrote that song. They might have written it for the soundtrack. Yeah, it says it right on the lyrics pack, man. Oh. Lyrics for Almost Dead by Power Man 5000.
Wait a minute, I don't know that I'm actually in the lyrics pack. I'm in the script pack.
That includes the lyrics. Uh-oh. The squares and rectangles thing.
Yeah.
There's a dedicated lyric fact that tells you which bands these are. Most of them are by a band called Crush 40.
Crush 40. Here's A2, Julian K.
Hello. Magnify. Crush 40 seems to be the premier band for the soundtrack to the hedgehog known as Shadow.
Q, are those lyrics official from Sonic Team? Hey, no, they are not. They are what I understand in the songs. The fact will be update as soon as I get the official soundtrack.
And last but not least, I want to thank Shadow the Hedgehog for being such an amazing character. Oh, boy.
Wow. Almost Dead by Power Man 5000, dark theme of Shadow. Parentheses is what it says.
Good God.
Wait a second. Almost Dead is the theme for the dark and pure dark endings of Shadow the Hedgehog. It was performed by Power Man 5000.
I just did it, you know, like you're a band in the 90s, you know, and like, and Sega's just like, hey, man, like, do you want to do this project? And you're like, this is going to be great. You know, this is going to be good. This is going to raise our exposure.
Yeah. You know? My name is Spider One. I really need to live up to my big brothers.
Yeah. And then it's just like, okay, like, I want you to take everything, like, you just imagine the meetings where they are showing you like concept art after concept art of this, you know, this palette swapped Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, here's him holding an Uzi. Here's him lighting a cigarette off the skull of a principal, probably. Here's doing it, and just being like, want to take all of this and put this into a song,
Gary. Okay, so on the wiki entry for Almost Dead by Power Man 5000, this is on the Sonic wiki, you know, so the entire song is just those generic kind of angsty things that we said, heaven can't save us, hell is a joke, no place left to go. Okay, yeah, fine. There's an H3 here, which is connection to Sonic, to Shadow the Hedgehog, where they have found specific lines and they are pointing out, like a high school poetry interpretation, how they relate. So the line, are you friend or fiend? Shadow the Hedgehog wondering who to trust. Almost dead to the world. Shadow being despised by everyone who knows him. Okay.
Oh my
God. When we rise, you'll know. the Black Arms attempting to purify the humans by killing them.
Thanks, genius.com. Oh my gosh. He's something. Did you see the review of this by Tim Acuni?
I barely even scratched the reviews. I figured it was too polluted with ironics.
So much. Yeah, there's
a lot of ironic Sonic going on. Yeah,
well, there's a lot of genuine Sonic too. Sure, there's ironic Sonic and regular Sonic, and like this is just a Sonic. Like this is the kind of thing I do for the show, man. Just so people know that like I'm willing to put on my flood pants and like literally walk into the muck.
Yep.
Here, so Tim Acuni, one star, or one heart. Terrible. Not like other Sonic games, should be rated teen. To start, this game definitely should not be rated as an everyone game. It should not even be rated as an everyone ages 10 and up game. And
which it is. Why. That's what it is. It's an E10 game.
Yeah. For all you people/parents/gamers out there that care about the content, let me tell you that in this game, Shadow audibly cusses practically every time he gets hit and every time he dies. I'll briefly mention what else I found out when I rented it. Whilst I had rented it. So graphics better than other Sonic games, sound effects, they like them, gameplays, moves faster, they kind of like it, kind of hard to control, but all these things that they said they did, they love the game pretty much. Until the end. Sorry to disappoint, but this game is not like other Sonic games. So
I cannot brook a damn.
Yeah, he cannot handle him saying damn.
No.
Too much.
Way too edgy for me. Whew.
He is, and I saw, it's kind of surprising to me, I saw in the message board someone referring to it as Sonic the Hedgehog, which I'd never heard this called Sonic the Hedgehog before.
No, that's quite good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Sonic Star 77 in the message board entry entitled Anybody Home brought it up. He said, I posted a question on the answer section, but alas, funny how everyone makes fun of the Hedgehog, but the people who tease haven't even played the game.
I hadn't played the game up until now. Now that I have played it, this game fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to tease you like a motherfucker. that's the key to the kingdom, huh? Next post. I think I'll keep refreshing until someone replies. Next post. Bump. Sigh. Next post. Anytime now.
Notice me.
And then Dreamwalker says, I don't know. And this was 2 years ago, so it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was you deleting the post that someone was replying, deleting it, but just so we all know someone replied, here's my reply now. I'm just visiting this board because I was viewing a web of internet links that somehow got me wondering how long ago Shadow the Hedgehog was released.
Cool. Thanks for the ontology.
Yeah. I see the 10-year anniversary is coming up, so I'd be curious if there are any topics here relating to that or otherwise.
Yeah.
You're curious if there's any topics here. After seeing your topics, I went over and glanced at the GameFAQs answers and didn't see any new questions. So, et cetera. And then Sonic Star decided to delete his question. So thanks for wasting everyone's time, Sonic Star 77.
Yeah. So that habit is something I definitely see, and we've remarked on this. I really enjoy people giving their life story up to walking through their
message board.
Yeah, like walking through their decision to start typing into a text field. I mean, like, you see that, you know, and sometimes it's the only noteworthy thing about a fact, but it's like it opens up saying, you know, I played this game and I went and saw, oh, there are some facts for this, but not the ones that I want. So here's my fact. Okay, cool. Like, yeah. One could have surmised.
Yep. Well done. Here's a guy doing covers of all the Sonic songs on his guitar.
So the thing about that,
these are good Sonic songs, though.
Right. Thing about that is this person went to the board for every single system version of this: PlayStation 2, GameCube, Xbox. Posted the same thing. So he is totally doing some self promo on this.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Zimbo Lambo.
Yeah.
Here's some promo for you. Check out Zimbo Lambo.
They're fine. They're fine.
They're fine covers. Okay. I didn't actually listen to
them. I listen to the covers of the songs that I know. I'm like, yep, that's those songs playing on guitar.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's not like there's one thing that is inarguable. Sonic is sometimes has good music. So,
oh yeah,
or had good music. You know, because eventually doesn't it turn it into like there are a lot of vocal like pop songs in Sonic.
Yeah.
Later, right? Like this one is all like nu metal, but then eventually there are other ones where it's all just like pop songs.
Like the discussions of the Sonic soundtracks and their evolution. It's probably some of the first time I heard the words butt rock.
Oh yeah.
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 So,
cause it's such a, what a weird, it's cause it's, I guess that's just, I mean, a little bit of like connected to the point I made earlier, but Sonic the Hedgehog as a franchise went in that direction in every possible aesthetic sphere.
Right.
Like, went off in this weird misguided direction. Like, it went from, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of the old games, but understand why they're good.
Right, right.
Or why, you know, why people like them. But the music was, like, undeniably good. They looked really good. Mm-hmm. And they just decided to make everything not good. Like, every part of it. Like,
right.
You know, like, we have this cute, charming story. No. Like, we have this good music. No. Like, we have these, like charming sprite graphics. No. We have this, like, fun, fast gameplay. Like, no.
Yeah. It feels like they started making them. I mean, obviously, they started making them for different people. But it's people who I don't, it is hard for me to imagine their existence.
And, like, yeah,
I know they're out there.
Who are they?
Like they're buying them, so it has to be, like, it has to be for somebody. But, like, having grown up really liking Sonic and having talked to, you know, and spent time with a lot of people who really liked Sonic, like, as a kid, all of us fell away from it when we hit a certain age, yes. But, like, there was no continued affection for the path that they went on. So, like, yeah. They're, you know, the answer is they're making it for, like, younger people or for people who that more closely matches the kind of media that they're, like, after, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's just strange to me.
Yeah. I mean, the real thing is it is making a far more kind of, like, instantly dated product, whereas the only thing that's dated about the original Sonic games is, like, maybe some of their stage design and the fact that it's pixel graphics.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely doesn't feel like. It feels like a good thing you could bring up to bring up the difference between, like, a Mario and a Sonic, where, yeah, like, you know, at this time, so 2006, like Mario Sunshine was around, which is, like, just
they were, yeah, it was between Mario Sunshine was 2002, I think, and they were getting ready for Mario Galaxy.
Getting ready for Galaxy. So, like, you take Mario Galaxy or Mario Sunshine, and they are, like, they're recognizable,
right,
as Mario games in a way that this kind of isn't recognizable to the original product.
Right.
So, but
I think the real answer is we're not relevant. But then again, all of the,
I mean, these are deeply unpopular games. Like,
yeah,
it is,
true.
It's not just us that is, yeah, saying, like, you know, it's not, there's an urge when something is bagged upon popularly, mm-hmm, to dismiss all of the bagging as just people jumping out of bandwagon. But, like, you know, you can't assume everyone is a bad actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like, somebody genuinely, like we played it,
uh-huh,
you know, and it's just like, oh, this isn't very good. Like, it's, yeah, not putting on a show,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's just like, no, it's actually not good. Like, you don't have to agree with that if you're a big Sonic fan, but it doesn't mean that, like, everyone is just jumping on a bandwagon and they're faking it.
That's true.
To get social capital for bagging on Sonic.
Right.
You know, what decade is this? You don't get social capital for bagging on Sonic. It's just the default.
You get social capital for being, like, really sensitive about how good Sonic Mania is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've benefited from that. I like Sonic Mania a lot.
Yeah. And thus you've gained the riches.
Yep.
That come with it. The social riches.
Yeah. I left the house today.
No,
I didn't. Oh man.
I don't know.
This is real bad. It is nice to have it confirmed that it lives up to the bad reputation. Looking on GameFAQs right now, this is probably how they're targeted based on the subject matter of the page I'm looking at. But I have two banner ads for Sonic Forces saying that it's the perfect holiday gift. Sonic Forces, a game that they notably did some, like, really shitty stuff with, like, allowing access for reviewers and things. They hit it and delayed it. What I want to do is, like, I think I have a GOG copy of Sonic Generations laying around. Like, I want to, like, actually look for a Sonic game from this era and see if it's actually good. Like, Sonic Generations, Sonic Colors, like, even just, like, to play them and make sure that it's not just entirely a desert, because those are the two games that I've heard cited as, like, no, it's not all bad.
Most of the ones, my understanding of those as somebody who, like, is not a Sonic fan, but keeps up with discourse, is that, like, the when they're aping the old games, they are good.
Yeah.
And then when they attempt to do new things, they haven't figured it out quite.
Right.
So, like, those are games people defend as, like, being pretty good. Like, you'll probably have a good time doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Bad game.
Yeah, this is extremely bad. And it's so funny that it's not the, you know, this could be the worst one, even though he doesn't turn into a werewolf. Which, like, seems like the most misguided thing you could do with Sonic, but
I'd give him a sword.
kind of what's worth, like, there's got to be a conversion chart. Like, if you have like three objects you can put in Sonic's hand, it's a gun, a sword, or like the curse of like a vial of lycanthropy blood. What is the most misguided thing? I don't know.
I can't tell you. Stop asking me.
No. I mean, it's just like,
no.
Yeah,
I was talking to the notion, to the notional person.
Yeah. It's just who could it be? You know, it's just I just don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. So this was demanded by one Zachary Dean.
No, thank you, Zach.
Yeah. Who says, just seems painfully bad, and you guys don't get a chance to rag on modern Sonic very often. I'm happy this is the one where we were able to do it.
Yeah.
And then this was also suggested by Riley Kerr and by Samuel Bear.
Yeah, well, thanks again, guys. Thanks, Samuel Bear. Thanks to everyone.
Oh, wait. One second here. Riley says, on top of being bad, it has Divergent Pass, which might be interesting to comment on, and also has a goddamn terrible song called All Hail Shadow.
I listened to like a little bit of all the songs on the soundtrack, and they are really, really bad.
I want to see some lyrics for All Hail Shadow. Did I close this?
It's got a very pro-shadow bias.
here's a bridge. Determination of the strong found the meaning that you search for so long.
Good God, what is the Child of Light? Some of these forced rhymes. Man.
Cool.
Well, thanks everybody for suggesting that. Thanks people for listening. If you like this show, and this doesn't mean we won't do Sonic 06 or Werewolf Sonic at some point.
Yeah.
It's just like it's gonna have to be a little while because like the direction Sonic went in is still weird to me. Uh-huh. I understand that's old news and people might be sick of hearing it, but it is still crazy to me. Worth talking about,
well,
I guess.
It's fun to take an inventory and quantify. Like,
when you lay it out as sentences.
Yeah, you cannot control it. Everything is unpleasant. 10 endings before you get the real one.
Yeah. But good God. like who's the person who wrote that review about how it's bad because it says damn, said that the it's like it's not the type of game you want to play dozens or hundreds of times like the other ones.
The original Sonic games are pretty short. I've definitely played Sonic 3 in the double digits,
probably.
Less than
hundreds,
less than 50, more than 20.
Okay,
I'm talking like all the way through. Yeah,
I don't know if I played any that many times, but that is it's I agree with this reviewer that's not that many times, but right. It is the game that requires it to like get the good ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sonic games shouldn't have a good ending. Yeah. It's just
and as far as I can tell, that's not a part of like the bad endings are not a part of discovering the meaning of the true ending like a VLR is or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't want anybody to try like spring a hypocrisy trap on me there.
Yeah, it is. Well, that is essentially the internet's only move. So like you have to defend against hypocrisy traps because that's the people consider that to be the universal trump card for just about everything.
Oh, true. Yeah, we've talked about that a lot in the past. Yeah.
Yep. I never ceased disliking it. But thanks for listening. If you like the show, the best way to support us is go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us a couple bucks a month. If you do $5, you get a lot of abject suffering stuff. So if you like the show a lot, then consider whether it is worth a scant $60 a year to get 150% of this show.
And to support us doing new shows and a bunch of stuff like that. Like it really does make a big difference for us. I always take stock around the holiday time. And it feels good.
Yeah, we're doing good. It's been mildly stagnant. Mm-hmm. So if you're considering it, you know, because we keep going above and below the next milestone thing.
Yeah.
Based on credit card donations, and it's a real 5 steps forward, 4 steps back.
Right.
That's been happening. So we're inching towards it. But if you are considering supporting us and haven't, now would be a good time so we can actually just make that goal happen.
Right.
And do new shows.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's probably about it.
I think that's everything. Hope you had a good series of holidays, and we look forward to, all the bad stuff we're going to play in the new year. I look forward to talking about it. Don't look forward to playing it.
Damn straight.
Except some of it. Some of it's good.
Yeah. So who is Hedgedog?
Who is Edgedog? Hedgedog.
Yep. This dog smokes.
Who taught that dog to smoke?
I did, Sonic.